Prime Minister Anthony Albanese says the dismissal of the Gough Whitlam government 50 years ago today was an earthquake that still reverberates through Australian politics. Mr. Whitlam was dismissed on the front steps of Old Parliament House on the 11th of November 1975 amid a deadlock that threatened to leave Australia without funding for crucial services. Liberal leader Malcolm Fraser had refused to pass Mr. Whitlam's budget, creating a constitutional crisis that Governor-General Sir John Kerr resolved by firing the Prime Minister and appointing Mr. Fraser in his place. Mr. Albanese has announced plans to erect a statue in front of the old Parliament building to mark the dismissal, which he describes as a calculated plot.
November the 11th, 1975 was not a constitutional crisis. It was a partisan political ambush. There was no real precedent and no legitimate pretext.